see. Only up on the back charts. So. Nobody talks about it. I don't know what it is. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It's also like the whole Piggle question is so ridiculous. It's like Piggle does not mean...
Well, that's the Rashbam asks.
I know, but it's... I mean, it's like clearly a good gears and rod, but it's like such a hard, like it's such a crazy question.
Right, but the and then the other question was, what is it going to help if the guy is willing to be Mufago? So what is it going to help for some time I say dying, right?
On the Rashbam, his pshat.
On his pshat.
Right.
So that I found, somebody showed me a Rashi Pehei. At the that they mentioned, I say, take a look at Rashi Pehei. There's a Gemara too that has a lot of references on this side. So they had this Gemara that said, take a look at Rashi Pehei. So he's right. See, that's where the Acharonim get it from. It's because the Yochanan of Oaz has it, and I was wondering, and he says my svara was that the guy's angry at him. So that's right. Taken from a Rashi somewhere else.
Oh, it is. Okay.
But this Rashi over here, Chadam Amishim Chavshtei Kuhuna. Oh, yeah, here's the rest of it. Shechashudim Lefagel Karbon Mishum Evo. I knew it had to be something, right?
Right.
Gozru ala pigul shiitame yasayadayim kidei shiyehei zetzorach lahatbil yodov Kodem Shiiga Bekodesh Viyatrichu. What are you going to say?
Strange personality this guy has.
It's not worth it anymore.
Oh, God.
And that's it. It's really expensive here. I mean, somebody should put on the side. I ain't pay him enough. But it seems there's a new Gemara that has all the references. So this guy had the new Gemara. He showed me.
Yeah.
But Rashi says it clearly. Just like the Yochanan of Oz.
What type of Gemara is that?
I don't know. It's a new one. It has like all the references.
Yeah.
I
think I have those. It's much thicker, right?
Right. What?
Much bigger.
I never saw it.
Which one is it?
The new one.
This one?
The new one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's this one.
You have to keep on building.
Where would it be? I don't know. Where would it be?
It would be on this Rashi. Kukuf Aleph, that Rashbam. Kukuf Aleph.
And Tosfos says, "From Tomar, Kamokin Lo Yachushu Lasos, Lasos Betuma. Yeshlomar De Af LeRishoyim Chamir Lo Tuma. Can I read in the Yuma? V'Lam Metcha Shechamur Aleim Taharas Kelim Yosem Mishvichas Dom. So, for some psychological reason, Tuma is very chamur. So he's going to do it. But what's the big deal? Just go over to Metcha and put his hands in."
Right, there's a
kiosk
right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
There's always a resistance to washing, you know. If you don't need bread, I don't know.
You don't realize wash. How big the
difference
is.
You have to wash. Somehow.
Thank you for
washing.
If I go on, finishing the rice with pickle.
Doesn't bother.
Right.
I don't understand. I have no concept. And the other way, it doesn't make any sense altogether because it doesn't become a, like we said, it doesn't become a, what do you call it?
The guy's an Amoritz. Cohen just doesn't know.
Yeah, but even if you want to say the guy's an Amoritz and therefore he's doing it with Shem Chatos, but how many times can he do it? One time, we'll see it doesn't work.
Right. Right, and is he really going to know it's Matame Yadayim if he doesn't know that?
Right.
How's he going to know this halacha?
I give up.
But also, it's like, it's hard to, that pshat is like, so what does it mean? If a guy does a shlom l'shem chatos, so it's kosher, right? It's just not about l'shem kovo.
That's right.
But so it's also the top of your hands?
So
is kosher is the top of your hands?
I mean, according to Rashi.
Crazy. How, if you think it's kosher, and you're supposed to eat it, it's a mitzvah to eat it, right? It's a kasher.
So why can you say it's matame yadayim?
But it's also it's kodesh and it's matame?
Yes, that's no problem.
It's not possible.
That's no problem.
So the baal, so I understand. So how is the baal supposed to eat it?
What do you mean?
By eating it, he's going to be matame.
You're going to matame yadayim?
Well, if matame yadayim is possible, it's going to make kodesh. Right? How's he going to eat it? He's supposed to eat it without touching it?
I knew I was going to hit it.
Yeah, it was interesting. I never heard of a car with a crusher in this mentality of mine.
Well, we will have to eat it, and we will tell me out of.
Yeah, but then how's he going to
eat it?
It's going to become a shlishi. That's hands of Tom Shani.
This is going to be Tom Shani, the kusher.
Yeah, right. The kusher even goes to a V, I think, right?
Yeah.
The kusher goes all the way to a V.
Or it even goes to Kamishi.
Yeah. It's almost like the whole thing is...
The whole thing is inappropriate.
The word pickle is totally inappropriate. It doesn't make sense because the kusher doesn't come from kusher. It
doesn't come from
kusher. And so Mr. Diamond, a current kusher makes no sense.
You didn't check the article.
I didn't check the article. No, can we check the article? That's a good idea.
They explain this kind of thing.
This
is their kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is their kind of thing. Well, I mean, if anyone discussed it, they know.
Yeah.
Whoever writes it knows, you know, knows how to look.
They go through the Akron. Well, let's see. Yeah. Well, we won't practice Tumas Yedayim. So Tais says, now that'll always keep. But nobody else around, so I'll tell the guy it's a chadas. And he'll eat it like a chatas. And the Bilam is an Amora, too. Bilam is an Amora, and he'll do it that way. And nobody else will know. I guess that's the only way to learn. So they said that if you do that, it's Matamas Yudai.
Uh-huh. And will a regular pickle according to this is not Matamas Yudai?
1 second. So what will happen? Let me just figure this out. It's going to be Matamas Yudai, and I said, won't do it.
We won't be able to eat it now.
Right. Right.
Oh, that's why they did it now. They don't want to
be. Right. He's not going to be able to eat it without being Matam yet.
So it's not worth it for him.
It's not worth it for him, right.
He's going to have to violate Nesir Tumma.
Right.
I guess that's true.
That's what they did.
That's the violator of Nesir Tumma. That is one of them.
Yeah, but these guys are really, I mean, I guess they're...
That's very strong.
That Galanim here, but they were periods of times with Galanim.
Oh, yeah, of course. There were times you had to make sure he wasn't
there. The whole place was corrupt, so.
Right. But there was another it has where they were eating.
Does the Otsko have it?
He says that the Kohen will bear a grudge against the owner of the carbon because he only has the Kohen has to pay for the pickle to the owner.
Okay.
Is it pay for the pickle?
Yes, and if he intentionally does it, so he has to pay for it.
That's also a sugar.
So the rabbis therefore decree that pickle renders the hands of Tamei, reasoning that the fear of the ensuing tumma of contamination will prevent such behavior.
That's it?
Yeah, no, I'm sure they don't have it. And we worked very hard on this.
Well, he would just have if someone talked about it.
What?
Sometimes if you bring people down, if someone's...
Right, but the way we have it now sounds good, right?
Yeah. It must be a Rashi thing.
That what that who tell the guy it's a chatos.
Yeah.
Right.
So they said, it's the time I say a dayan, if he does that...
Yeah, he won't
eat it. Well, he'll eat
it all together. But what's the halachic...
Right, because if he eats it, it'll be the time of the kachar.
Yeah.
Why is it pickle
on the so, why do they say, because of tircha?
Tircha.
What is it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it doesn't make
it worse. It's not because of Tircha, it's because of...
Right.
Saying they'll eat it.
He says because Tircha,
you won't do it. I might ask, if an unscrupulous Kohen was inclined to willfully damage his fellow's property, would he also be unscrupulously concerned with Tumma? Right.
Nice. Well, the Chori wouldn't be able to eat it, right?
Right. Because it can't be metamed.
It can't be metamed. It can't be metamed.
Forget about it.
Okay, let's go. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Right. Are you saying he actually had kavanah that it's a chatas? Or is it
he had kavanah that what?
That the shlom is a chatas?
Yes. Mm. Right.
It's not just that you're telling the Baal that.
Well, that's what I want to say. It must be tells the Baal, he convinces the Baal, because otherwise, what is the game?
Yeah. But even so, what's the halacha? That is shlamim.
You mean what happens to it?
Well, like, what's the halachic definition here? Is a shlamim that's the shem chadis metamis yadayim according to Rashi? Let's say the guy really did by accident.
Let's say he did it.
And he tells the guy, oh, he did by accident, it's a shlamim, it's kosher, just now, l'shem kova, here, it's yours, eat it. So now, is that metamaxi there? Kordarashi? Like, what's the... What is this such that you can have a takana on it? I mean, it is just a shlum that was over... That's kosher.
I mean, since it's the Shem Chanatos...
Right, so it's now about Shechol, and what's kosher? So...
But they won't be believe you, man.
The bum thing is, every carbon that's kosher b'nal b'am shemkov according to Rashi metamis yadayim?
Like,
what's the halacha category? How do you identify this animal? Because, like, it's in a scenario where the coin lies. Like, it's very hard. Is that a halacha definition of an animal that when the coin tricks the ball and keeps it himself, then it's metamis yadayim? Like, it really is just a shlum.
And what happens to it? Well, what's going to happen to it now? You can't, nobody can eat it. I can't, could they can't be mocker of the, either.
All right, no, you can't eat that.
Practice. I can't do anything.
All right, but I'm asking this with Rashi, and let's say a regular shlomim that did L'Shem Ola. Let's say they did L'Shem Ola. Right? So now it's kosher, so it's now about L'Shem Kova, and it's a shlomim. So they're going to give it to the Baal, right? So now is that going to be Matamis Yadayim, that shlomim?
Well, L'Shem Ola, I'll never do it.
No, I didn't say it was an accident. It really is an accident.
No, it won't be an accident.
So it won't be. Let's say you did L'Shem Chatas by accident. And he gives it to the Baal, and here he says, here's your shlomim. I did the Shem Chata, so it's, you have to bring another one, but it's still kosher.
No.
It won't be.
No.
So it's only going to be when he tries to keep it himself?
When he tries to keep it as a chatas.
Keep it as a chatas himself, but like...
Yes.
But what, it really is just a shlomim.
Right.
So what's the halachic definition of the chatas such that it becomes a chatas yadayim?
It means if he treats it like a chatas.
See, that's what it is, if he's no...
It's very hard. Yeah, let's forget about it.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever you move over here. Okay, next case. Mama Yoshan Chavama Ani Adair. That's what we're counting this month. Okay.
I hear that.
All right, so at any rate, let's get to the Machalikas. Yechara Maka Zayas, Vechara Maka Beitzer. What's in that one? That's the only Machalikas.
Okay. Ashbam. Chad Amar Kizayis Mehem Metames Yadayim. Chad Amar Kibetza. Ubahal Chud who depleted.
So one says that Metames Yadayim, you only need a Kizayis. Correct? That's going on Nosa, right?
Both, no?
Both.
Both.
Okay, both. Okay, so so one says then how much is it? So it's a kizayis. So the mandama that says kizayis.
The kizayis of it is matamas yadayim. So he's holding it's the shir iser achila.
The shir iser achila. You have Pigla Nosa.
Right.
Okay.
And the Manda Amar holds Kibitza is Kitumaso. And Tumas Ochlein, the Kibitza, the Tom Acherim.
Right. Okay, how do you know that? So let's try to define this Machalikas. Right?
Right.
Kizayis of Pigul, Kizayis of Nosa, you're over.
Right.
And the other one says Kitumaso, which is what? Kibetza. Because Tumas Ochel is only the time if it's a Kibetza. Okay. Oh, is there a man?
He's not on.
He's not on.
Oh. Okay. He was on?
He was on, yeah.
How's it doing? You okay?
Before
I started? No. Okay, so let's try to find this Machlokes. Did you guys work on all of it?
Yeah, we're doing
of course.
Dan, can you give me the...
What is it?
Camera. Thank you.
Did you guys enjoy the show yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
It was good?
Yeah, it was very good. It tied everything together.
Yeah, nice. I tried to organize it.
Yeah, it was very nice seeing it all organized. Yeah, you know,
because, and I don't want to go into any of the nitty gritty because I thought I'd lose it. And this way, like, you just stick to the categories and then you take the high road.
Yeah, it was very nice. Everything worked together. It was beautiful.
If you guys take to listen to how to work it out over here in the factory.
Factory.
Right, it's good. Okay, good. This is Rabbi Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get through.
Oh, okay. Are you through?
Not a good morning.
It's not a good morning.
Not in terms of my communication.
Oh, okay. How's your foot?
You can see him there?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Oh, so come pick up his foot. Pick up his foot.
Mandy wants you to pick up your foot to show us.
Nothing to see. Actually, I went jogging yesterday for the first time.
Wow.
With a gun?
Hi?
Did you have a gun?
The same route?
No, with armor.
That's a good workout.
That's when we did the same route.
No way.
Yeah, no way.
Same route?
No, different route. They have different route.
Okay, good.
Too much,
You gotta like, Okay. As I say, it's a chassan, right? In other words, if you say it's a kizayis, so it's the only kizayis that's matame esayadayim. Right? If you say it's kibetzo, there is no chefza shel nosa or pigul be kibetzo. There's no chal of shem kibetzo in the chefza.
If you're going to say
you need a shear kibetzo, but in Pigul, it's Kezias.
My first Achila.
First Achila. And a Chefza Shel Pigul, the Shear is Kezias. So now you're making it into a Shear Kebetzo in order to be the time I say a dime.
Right, but all you're saying is that Pigul is Tame. Is it like a Rishon Latoma?
Yes.
So if it's less, it is tame at a kazayas or half a kazayas, it's tame, it's rishon tomo, it's just not matame as yadayim until it's kibetza, like everything else.
Right.
Right, you have to be creating a shema with kibetza, you just say that
it's... Because you just say it's a tomo sochel.
Right. So
yeah, it's a rishon tomo. People in those are always a rishon tomo. And at a kibetza,
once you go into tomo, so you're going to have to require a shir kibetza.
Yeah, right. If you give the chef the din of a rishon tomo, so it's going to transmit at a betza.
You don't do that, and you're just generating a new halacha that the Isser Nosa, the Shem Nosa is when Tamas Yadayim, and then it's going to go back to an Isser.
Yeah, what?
But if you just say, you don't give it a din of an Ochlan to Ochlan to Rishon, but you just say the Shem Isser is in Tamas Yadayim, then it's going to take the Shear of Isser.
Which would be?
It's nice. Because that's the Isser Nosa.
Right, it's not really Tamas Ochlan called that side. It's just Pigil and Nosa and Tamas Yadayim.
Right.
It's not even really Tomei. They didn't give it a chet the din of Tumas Rishon. It's just Noser's Matame Yadai, it calls you into Tomei. The real Tumas on the hands that they were set up. But if you say they gave it a din in the chet of Tumas Rishon, so then
it'll be Kibetz.
It'll be Kibetz, like everything else.
Thank you. if they said conveyance, so they gave it a Shem Tameh.
Right.
If they say Kizayas, they just said it's Matame.
Right.
Right?
Sylvester is Matame.
Right. So the question is, what's the question?
How can anything be Matame to Kizayas?
Okay.
No, things are Matame to Kizayas. Mace is Matame to Kizayas.
Less, no?
Sora.
Yeah.
Mitzora is also, that's because he's under Sora.
Sora.
Oh. Mitzora, bigger than Mitzora.
Is it Kizayas?
Kizayas, like mace.
Yeah, but the thing is like this. In other words, the machlokus is which is more kain d'oraisa. In other words, if you say that you don't invent a new cheftza, shel tumas pigel, so that's kain d'oraisa, because there isn't, you're going to have to invent a new cheftza of tumah.
That's what I mean.
If you say kibetza. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that lacks in the Cain Deraisa because you have to artificially impose a Chefza Shalacha Shal Tumah. So it's not Cain Deraisa. But if you say Kizayas, you don't have to artificially create a Chefza Shal Tumah, but you have to say that Kizayas is Metame.
And the pickle is
Matame.
Not just the shear, I mean the
right, shampil, which is kizayis.
Right.
But you don't have to create a chefza shel kibetza and give it a din of tumasofa.
Right.
So the machlokas is which case is less kain d'oraisa. Either way you go, you have a problem. If you say you impose the new halacha of Tumas Ochlin, so that's not kain d'oraisa, you have to impose a new chefza. If you don't impose a new chefza, you're going to have to say that Kizayas is Matame. So the machlokas is which way is more or less kain d'oraisa? Is creating a new chefza not kain d'oraisa because there is no chefza yet in the d'oraisa, you have to create a new category? Or if I say that I didn't create a new category, I left the chefza the way it was, but I just said it's matame. I didn't change the chefza. But I introduced a new halacha of matame. It's matame. It's a new matame. Like, what do you call it? The Kisvei Kodesh of Matame Seyedayim, Pigles Matame, it's a new Matame Seyedayim. It's a new Matame. But you're leaving the Chefza Kishehoisa, that you're not changing the Chefza at all. The Chefza is still a Chefza of Chalos Isser. Chalosis and Nosa and Pigel. But you're saying there's a new Chefza Matame? Like I mentioned, Kisvei Kodesh Matame Seyedayim. So that you could do, it's Kain D'oraisa. But if you make it into a new Chefza Shel Tumas Ochlin, he holds that's not Kain D'oraisa anymore. And the other Mandam maintains that if you leave it as a chefza shel kizayis, it lacks in the raisa because kizayis is not a matame.
Yeah, but right, a sefer Torah is not a matame either.
That's correct.
Right.
So you're going to have to introduce it as a new matame.
Right.
So the question is that a greater chiddush in terms of kein the raisa to introduce a totally new matame? Or rather, we're not going to introduce a new matame. We're going to give it a din of tumah, kibetza. Do you know what I mean? That's why I said how it was on the Rosh Hashanah, because it's machlokus and kain d'oraisa, which is more kain d'oraisa and which is not. If you introduce it, like you say, Sefer Torah Matame, so you're dying. So that's a new Matame. So then you're further away from the Deraisa. But if you give it a chalos shemid rabbonon of tumah, kebetza, tumas ochlin, so then it's kebetza, so then you're not introducing a new matami. But you are imposing a new category.
Taking something which is tahar and making it
right. Yeah, taking something which is tahar and you're giving it a din of tumah.
Right.
So that's the machlokas. It's the machlokas in kein deraisa. And that's as far as I got. Questions? Could you go any further? I mean, I don't know.
The whole area is Rabbanan, though.
Yes, Rabbanan. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Since it's Rabbanan, it's a question of Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa. So the Machlokas is, which would you prefer in keeping in line with Kein Deraisa?
You're saying that nothing's Deraisa.
Right. Well, Tumas Yadayim as a whole is always Darabana.
Yeah.
So how's it getting Darasa then? If there's no whole thing isn't Darasa.
Mm-hmm.
If the whole Tumas Yadayim itself isn't Darasa.
Yeah, but Tumas Yadayim they already did.
Right.
That's not Darabana.
So you mean Kain that Takana? It's not
really right.
Darasa.
In other words, but Tumas Yadayim is a different thing. Tumas Yadayim is just saying that you can Matame the Yadayim alone.
Right.
But that we have. Now the question over here is, in terms of the Schrift, it's a different question. In other words, Tumas Yadayim you have already.
Right, but it's all under that. Like, it's not, it's all a subcategory of Tumas Yadayim.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Because Tumas Yadayim is Tumas Yadayim. It's telling you, Tumas Yadayim is the Rabbanon that the Yadayim alone could become Tumas. That's...
Right, but let's say you say, because I asked me Tumas Yadayim. That's only because of the Rabbanon, right?
I mean, it's only the Rabbanon.
Right.
But Tumas Yadayim works with the regular properties and transferences of Tumas.
Right. It's still Tumas Yadayim talking to Raisa.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
That's Kain Raisa. The institution of Tumas Yadayim, we're not arguing about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're arguing now Tumas Yadayim is like Tumas Agof.
Right.
Now the question is, you want to introduce a new thing into the mechanism. So the machlokas is, which one is more Kain Raisa? Is it more Kein Deraisa to make it into a Chefza Shel Toma, in which case it's Kishir Kibetza, or is it more Kein Deraisa not to make it into a Chefza Shel Toma, but to say there's another Matai? Just like I say, you mentioned, like Kisvei Kodesh. Which one is closer in Kein Deraisa? That's the Mahomes. That seems to be Mahomes. I don't know if we go any further because, you know, we're going into the minds of the Tanayim. Very hard to do without any information. So it'd be a lot of speculation, but at least this is the basic underlying Mahomes. Okay, now the question is, what do we do now? I have an interesting thing, or I will guess an interesting question. Yes, we say that Abrakosis Tikkun Rabbanon, Kol Chav Le'Avad Ben Mitzvah, right? What is that one?
Yadayim.
Yeah, it's on Daf Kuf Yizayin on the base. Right? Amalei Rav Chanan on the Rava Shmamini Bichas and Mosin Tuna Kos. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because why do you do it if the Bichas are Mosin?
Right.
So it must be because Bichas and Mosin Tuna Kos anyways. Okay, so that's why you do it there. Amalei, no. Arba Kasi Tikni Rabbon and Derecheros. Kol Chad V'Chad Ni Avid Ben Mitzvah. So how does he learn? Now, at first he thought, Dogen Sech, the Brachas, Lomas, Lomas, and Sebeji, Tuna, Kos, Lom, the Digish, and Lom, 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 okay, fine. Shmam, Nikos, Mas, Lom, 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 okay. Arba, Kos, the Sigma, Bona, Dere, Cheirus, Kloma, Roi, Shei, Yose, Bo, Mitzvah. Avo b'shorimos hashana lo boikos. She'afkan einakos bo b'shvil b'chus ha'mozo. Right?
Right.
The curse doesn't come because of Berchus Mozart. It comes because of what?
Talakosos.
But Mi'avad Bei Mitzvah means what?
It's a funny Rashbam. Right. Is it even bigger than anybody else?
You want to render
a chashu.
What's that? You want to render
a chashu significant. Mean the Berchus Mozart.
Yeah.
Even the Berchus Mozart is a tunikos, but apparently there's a kiyum of alakos, which would be a kiyum of like derech kavod. Like for instance, you do a lot of things alakos. Like you do siddur kedushin alakos. I mean, it's not chayiv in kos.
Right.
But kos is derech kavod. So therefore, even though Berchus HaMazon is not tuna kos midin Berchus HaMazon, but since it's a kiyum of kavod in the mitzvah, so I do it over there. That's what Moshe means, correct?
Seems
like. You say it's din in Berchus HaMazon.
It's not din in Berchus HaMazon.
You're saying it's a kiyum in Berchus HaMazon. It's a kiyum. Anyways, you're saying right. Since you have a kos anyways, you're saying might as well put it on.
Might as well be mechabed the Berchus HaMazon of a kos. In other words, everybody holds it's a kavod to say bracha alakos. Okay, that's what it seems to say, right? Roy sheyosvo mitzvot. So it's a kiyum. But it's not. But Berchus HaMazon is not machayiv. It's not because of the chi of Berchus HaMazon. The chi is because of kos shel bracha, kos shel lecheres.
Right.
That's the machayiv. And you might as well, since you're doing the kos shel lecheres anyways,
so
you might as well accomplish that the Berchus HaMazon is mehuda.
Right.
Is mehuda. That's why it's not a question of, usually we say, Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas. Yeah, we're saying just the opposite.
Right?
Because it's not really Chavilas. It's not, what you're doing is, you're lending the kavod to the Berchus HaMazon. You're adding kavod to the Berchus HaMazon. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's take a look.
Nobody would say to Rav Hanan that.
Oh, by the way, the best pshat, I forgot to mention, the best pshat in the whole sugya is Rabbeinu Hanan Al Sfiyat.
Yeah,
right.
We mentioned it yesterday, right? That's the best pshat. That he says, Matame Si Adayim, so therefore, he can't be no gaya. He can't be, because if he'll be no gaya in it, they'll think he's going to eat
them.
That makes sense. Okay, but anyways, getting back to this, yeah.
Rav Hanan would not say that, therefore, Hallel requires kos.
Rav Hanan. Who can say that what?
The fourth cup doesn't require kos.
You say Hallel on that.
I know, you wouldn't say that when you say Hallel, you require kos.
No.
Why
do you
say
that
Berchus
HaMazon requires
kos?
I mean, what's
his half a minute? Asking, is there kiyum in general saying halal kos?
Yeah,
wasn't
there?
Yeah.
Why not?
Shevach.
Right.
Ain omrim shir halal ayayim.
So I can mean that you're not high.
I mean, so I was asking, what's his half a minute?
Interesting.
It's based on the machlokas and brachas. Well, that's kosher brachas. What comes first, the kos for Berchus HaMazon or the dalet kos?
What do you want
first?
If I have regular Berchus, if I have Berchus HaMazon, I require a kos. Or it's a machlokas if I require a kos.
Well, that's a question.
It's not a question by halal.
No, halal doesn't require a kos.
But this is going according to the site that Breslin doesn't need a coast. We're trying to prove that Breslin needs a coast. Saying, no, even if you say in a tuna coast, saying still here, you do it because since you have a coast anyways.
It's far because
you have a coast man as well, put it on the Breslin.
You can't prove that.
You can't prove that tuna coast.
Breslin
wasn't
a tuna
coast. Right. You're not
by Mahalo. It's not applicable.
Right, I guess Mahalo, that's what you would have had to learn.
You're asking a cash on something, right?
Yeah.
What does he think? He's saying by how? You see, you're not doing it because you can do it on the how level. So why do you want
to
do
it? Certainly over here has nothing to do with the tuna coast.
Right. No, but the answer is like this. The answer is that by Hallel, Enam, Shirel, Yayin, so that's Mustavar, you do it that way. But Brechas HaMazon is not Aloch of Enam, Shirel, Yayin. In other words, Hallel and Yayin are Tzeruf and Yachad. But Birchas HaMazon is a separate mitzvah. It's true, it's mechaber the mitzvah, but it's not intrinsically related.
Well, according to Shita holds tuna kos, it's intrinsically related, huh?
Yeah, but that's what the Gemara thought, so you must say it's tuna kos. So the Gemara says, no, it's really not tuna kos, it's just a Hidu in Birchas HaMazon. That's a good question. Okay. But let's take a look at the Gemara now. On and Ave Psachim.
Shasna Vasachim?
Yeah, where is that?
Kufchesim Beis.
Oh, Kufchesim Beis. How do you know this one, huh?
We're doing this for you.
Oh, really? Oh, very good, very good. Very good, okay. So take the
we're not really holding in the stuff. We're not holding like that. We just happen to know.
Okay, so take the Rashbam on Shoson Shoson Chai Yotzo. One second, Amarova Shoson Chai Yotzo Amarova Yideyayin Yotzo Yideycheres Lo Yotzo. Take the Rashbam.
Yideyayin Yotzo Shisasa Arvakosos Yideycheres Lo Yotzo Kolomar Inzo Mitzvah Shlema Shem Chashivas Elbiayin Mazak.
Very forced, isn't it? I mean, so why am I Yotze Apokosis? Right?
Right.
It's not the right substance. And what's the next one?
Dan Yotze?
Yeah.
Shem Simchaz Yotze, Kitan Yelkoman, Smachta Bechagach, Mama Samcha B'yayim. Over there, Apokosis, Lo Yotze. This is by Rav Asachas, right?
Yep.
Right. So he learns the Shlal Seder Mishnah Seder. Rav Kuhn Chashun Kos Rishon Vol Yosef Ratzach Lahavi Od Shalosh Kosos Shlal Seder.
Yeah, what's Rav Asachas?
Well, I guess you have to do the Rav Asachas. It's another case there, right?
Rav Asachas, yeah, good.
Rav Asachas, that one?
You have a long hair. The Chilosh Yosef Haber B'chul Yechal B'chazul Kosos.
Nearly, the Hachli Perusha. Rav Asachas.
Yeah, go
ahead. Shlal Seder Mishnah Seder Mishnah Seder Mishnah.
Okay.
So in that case, he's saying is they're all considered kosher rishon.
So Rashi especially said that it's for reviews because he wanted to make it into kosher achas. Right? But according to according to Rashbam, why isn't it apokosis?
Drink them one after the other.
Yeah. Still four kosers.
Right.
And the Seder Mishnah Seinu doesn't have to be Dafka, because you see, you can move it around. Because some other they put it over here.
Right.
Right, it's not fixed on these places.
Right, it's just might as well do it in Birchus
Mazon. Might as well do it in Birchus Mazon.
Even Birchus Mazon, you're right to do it in
Mitzvah. Yeah.
The Roy is a hard lashon.
The Roy?
Yeah. It's almost a yes concept.
Yeah, it means it's optional.
Yeah. Right, but here's his market.
Right, so that's what he asked me. He says, what is the Rashbam seems to be difficult on two counts. The first count that is difficult on is that he's saying that the four kosher should really be Yayin Mazug. And even if it's not Mazug, somewhat. What is the Lashon? He says it's not completely right.
Inzo Mitzvah Shlema.
Then he was, oh, it's a shlema. Either it is or it isn't. Why does he say it's any mitzvah shlema? Mitzvah shlema because what?
Because in chashivas.
You need a kos yofa.
In chashivas el b'yayin mazuk.
What's that again?
In chashivas el b'yayin
mazuk. El b'yayin mazuk, so it shouldn't even work. Right? It shouldn't even work.
How do you know that should be
ma'akiv? I mean, it's mistaf. If you're telling me you need yayin mazik for cheros, so it's four courses of cheros, so what do you have? You have nothing.
I mean, if it's not cheros, then why is it dal kosos?
What is it?
That's the essence of the takana, there are cheros.
Yeah, the takana is...
You don't do a sebi, you have to go back.
Right, exactly.
That's the question.
What?
You could say because of a sebi, you have to go back, not because of dal kosos. You say if it's not, you're not yotze cheres, then what are you yotze exactly?
Right, what are you yotze? It's not really good because it's not choshev.
Right.
So you're not yotze cheres. So what are you yotze? It's like a guy drank beer. Drank something else. He didn't drink the right substance. I'm not saying you're not yotze beer. I'm getting into chamam with you. Problems.
They said Bishlei Musa, right?
Yes,
it
was.
It
seems
like a
Harris. I was surprised because with Moshe, it was a grape juice. It was only the other thing.
I'm surprised.
I asked the Rav. The Rav said, perfect.
Yeah. How's that?
I couldn't understand. I'm not going to argue with him. Because Sula Esma says, grape juice, perfect.
Really? How about that? Doesn't have chashivas.
I know, it's not really. I don't think you'd make a toast on grape juice.
That'd be sparkling.
And they ain't me that
is. You're not going to find a $200 bottle of grape juice.
Cadam from
1960.
Cadam. It's in a plastic bottle.
What's must?
Musk?
Must.
Must? Oh yeah, what is that? That's something from the wine, right?
And I was at the Rabbi Rubin's house yesterday. He had the whole table with the...
Must?
I mean, they were making it, so I couldn't really see what he said. It's not wine, it's not grape juice. I said, okay, what is it?
Water.
It's not alcohol.
It's not alcohol.
That's what he said.
And he used it for the Seder?
I could imagine they used it for the Seder. They had like 20 pots they were making with it.
Maybe it's like a more chashiv drink from wine, that's not alcohol. So people, as chashivas, but as the alcohol.
Maybe.
So I said to the kid, I'll have to come by on Yom Kippur and take a taste.
So I wanted to say that kushya achas mitureres mitureres b'chavata.
Okay, what's the connection?
Okay. You got it? That if it's shason bevasachas ritzufin, so he says all you have is simchas yontif.
Right.
It's interesting. You see also simchas yontif in Balar. But anyways, all you have is simchas yontif. But why is it one kos? It's four kosos. Still four kosos. So what's the answer? That the chachamim were not misakin four kosos. What were they misakin?
Four kosos halaseda.
No. Because he holds not halaseda. That's what has brought me a riot from the other ben Mishnah. That the Ava ben Mitzvah, Roy. But let's say you didn't do it on Bechus HaMazon, so you do it after Bechus HaMazon. Still be yotze. So what were the Chacham Misakin?
What separate my Shasiyah?
Exactly. Four Shasiyahs. Right. It's not Kosos cups, 4 ounce cups. It's not the physical cups that they're on Misakin. It's really what they're on Misakin was four separate Shasiyahs. But if you do it the Vasachas, you don't have four Shasiyos. A Shasiyah is a different concept. So that's why he says before, very nicely, that if it's not muzzled, yidei abrakosis yotzo. Because still masakin for shasiyas. So he's yotze for shasiyas. Okay, but yidei cheiros lo yotzo, because it's not choshev. But the tikkun of for shasiyas he has. Because it's still Yayin.
Why is that dependent upon? Isn't if you said it was four kosos, then you couldn't have said that?
If you say it's four kosos, so why is it just a masachas?
No, but then the mazak thing. You say you drank four kosos, it just doesn't
matter. No, but if you say four kosos,
a quantity of what?
Yayin.
Of Yayin, so Yayin is only really when it's mazak.
Well, it isn't.
No. Well, then how are you drinking wine?
No. I'm saying the Maisa Shasiya is the key.
Shasiya
what? Yayin. Anything that's a Chal Hashem Yayin. Anytime you Kaveya Shasiya Le'atmo, that's the key. The key is to be Kaveya four Shasiyas Le'atmo. So therefore, as long as it has Hashem Yayin,
right.
So you will Kaveya four Shasiyas.
Qualifies
no, then that's a different thing. There's four kosos.
It's not a cup of wine, that's a shasiya of yayin? It's not a kosher yayin?
In other words, if you say it's the kviyas of four shasiyas,
right.
So if I do it at four different times, I'm the kind of that mitzvah of being kaveya four shasiyas.
Right.
If you say it's four quantitative cups, so the four, then the question is cups of what?
Yeah.
Wine.
No. You don't understand. If it's four cups, so then the fact that it's not choshev would leave me with nothing.
You only have four
kosos. No. Because I didn't do anything. In other words, it's four kosos of a certain drink, and the drink has to be mazel. It's not for you. Kosos. Kosos are related to the content. If you don't have a content, you don't have a kos. But the kviyas for shasiyah is a different concept. So I was kovei myself for shasiyah. It's a loch in the gavra, it's not a loch in the chefta shel kos. It's a loch in the gavra being kovei himself. So I was kovei myself for yayin. So there is a kiyum. But once you say kosos, then I'll say kosos of what?
Right. I mean, if you say it's a din lechetza, then you have to specify the chetza.
Exactly.
It's yayin mazur, it's not yayin mazur.
That's what they say. It's a din of maisa kviyas.
Then whatever qualifies the guy as being kavua for yayin works.
Exactly. Exactly. It's an abstract idea, but I think it's a solid chiluk. Mm-hmm. You see it?
No.
You don't see it?
I see it, sure.
You're saying that you don't the identity of the chetz is not ma'akiv if it's just qualifying the ma'isa. But if the tekana was on this chetz, so then you have to specify what it is.
Exactly.
If it's just rendering the kviyas of the gavra, then whatever serves to render his kviyas of shtiyah v'yayin is enough.
He was kavei himself.
Yeah, whatever he
does. Shtiyah v'yayin.
He has a kiyum kviyas.
Right.
But if it's a kos of what?
Right, because the Yayin Mazur, so it's not Yayin Mazur anymore.
It's not Yayin Mazur anymore, so it's not good. It doesn't qualify. Rabbi Nair, what do you say?
Yeah, I hear you. Very subtle.
It's a subtle point. It's a subtle point, but it explains both Rashbams. That the Gavra was Kaveh himself as Shasiyah is the key. Is a key of the Gavra being Kaveh himself as Shasiyah. So as long as it has a Shem Yayin, he was kaveh himself a Shia. But if you're going to say it's just four kosos, so kosos of what? So you have to say it's kosos of Yayin Mazur. So it's no good. Why should they be talking kosos of Yayin Shein and Mazur? That's not the entity.
And if,
And he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Over here he did, because the halacha is to be kaveh yourself four times. And he was kaveh himself four times.
But there is a
kiyam b'shleimusa. But the kiyam
b'shleimusa, that's
correct. That's correct. Uh-huh. And that's why he holds, if shasim ritzufin, they're what?
It's just one kaveh.
This is the only one kaveh.
Right.
But what about according to this Rove Kos? Why do you need Rove Kos? You just need a Revius or something? If I have a big cup, so if it's just a Kvias of a Shtia of the Ayin, so just if I drink a Revius from that cup, it should be good enough. If it's not a Chatz, if it's a Chatz, I see why I need a Rove Kos.
Yeah, I think
so
that's Machlokas now.
Mm-hmm. It's
Machlokas. Well, it's just not you need a Rove Revius or a Rove Kos.
In Ramban held, you have to do the whole thing.
Right, Kos, so they just need a Rove Revius, huh?
What does Rashbam hold?
Probably like Kosas.
Tosfos learns like the Shitas of Rashbam with one permutation. Tosfos learns that somehow or other, it's a shear in the Yayin Shel Simcha. They gave the Yayin Shel Simcha a shear when they were masaking the Dal Kosas.
Right.
No, I mean, when you're learning that
Maskanza.
Right.
He says, "Pir shidei simchas yantaf, shidei simchas yantaf." Why? The salka daita chayil v'tikku dalikosos lo nafik lidei simchas yantaf el emkein yotzo yidei abakosos. Because he's bothered with the question of what does it mean that yidei yayin yotzo?
Of course, yes.
What does it mean yidei yayin yotzo means simchas yantaf? Why is? In other words, he's learning that you need four to do that. So he wants to learn that the four is a shear in the Simchas Yontif. But the Rashbam doesn't say it. Rashbam just says, yeah, Simchas Yontif.
Well, that's why it could be on Bilal Zeh Simcha.
Right.
Yeah.
You mean the question is every Leil Yontif Akim of Yayin?
Probably just, yeah.
We wanted to say maybe it was just this because of Kilel Skadish Chag.
Kilel Skadish Chag. I was thinking that too.
Right.
I mean, Kilel Chag, because the mitzvahs are now goes below.
Yeah, it's not tafel to the yom. Normally, right. The laila is tafel to the yom, but you see, in
the ordinary, the laila has no mitzvahs.
It's
just the yom.
Yeah, and by simple the other day, the whole.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Because I don't want to start drinking.
You
want to do some Shmini Aseres also?
Oh, yeah, Shmini Aseres goes to the yom. That's Tyson Basie, yeah. Okay, Brasa, we'll stop here. So what do we do next? We'll go further in the mission, right?
The brachos, the brachos question?
Which brachos? Oh, no, let's, you want to go further? The Rambam?
What do you want to
do? Doesn't matter.
You might as well work on the Mishnah.
Which Mishnah?
The next Mishnah, Birach ala Zevach Pater as Pesach.
Okay.
Do you want to do anything like in the Haggadah itself?
Yeah, I think we'll come back to the Haggadah because that halacha is brought in the Rambam. So maybe we'll go through the
Zechel
Mitzvah Kehillah.
The Zechel
Mitzvah
Kehillah.
Right. Maybe we should start. We only have 3 days now, right?
Because
Friday is Erev Pesach.
Oh, yeah, Thursday. Friday is Erev Pesach. Maybe I'll only get 2 shiurim next week. So you want to do it Monday? Monday and Tuesday. Let's do Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, do we have time to do the next Mishnah and going back to the...
That's probably not. Yeah.
So maybe we should just do the Haggadah stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we can have a Seder by Skype.